We're doing Gemara Brachos, we're up to Lamed Beit Amud Aleph, about 15 lines from the bottom. But to the Baal, Emar Beit Zarachim Kechochavei Hashemayim Cholatz Azot Shamarti. What does it mean, Asher Amarti? Hi, Asher Amarti, Asher Amarta. Moshe is talking to Hashem. He should have said, all that land which you said. What does it mean that I said? Asher Amarta mi Baile, Amar Bi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedah said, Ad kan v'etamin, kan v'ech divra Rav. You're right. It's already God talking when it says, Zecholatz Azot Asher Amarti. Even though it doesn't, the verse doesn't overtly say it, but that's why Hashem is speaking in the first person. All the land that I said, Hashem is already replying to Moshe. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani amar elu velu divrei Talmid, elakach amar Moshe lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani says, no, this is still Moshe talking, but this is what he's saying before Hashem. Ribono shel Olam, Master of the World, dvarim she'amart li lechemor lahem liYisrael b'shmi, halachti v'amart lahem b'shimcha. Until now, every time you told me to say something in your name, I did. I did what you told me. Achshav ma ani omer lehem. What am I going to tell them now? You said that you're going to bring them into the land of Israel and everything else. What am I going to do with what I told them until now? So chol haaretz hazot asher amarti, and all the land that I said in your name. Now what am I going to do with that promise? Mi bilti yicholet Hashem yichol Hashem yibaylei. Moshe says they're going to say that God lacked the capacity. Well, it should have said yichol Hashem. Why does it say yicholet Hashem? Amar bi Elazar amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel Olam, achshav yemru umot haolam, tasher kochu kan kiva ve'eino yachol atzil. Moshe said before Hashem, Master of the World, the nations are going to say that you became weak like a woman. That's yecholet Hashem in the female sense. And that's why you can't save them. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe, v'lo kvaru nisim v'gvot shasit lehem al hayam. God said, but they saw the miracles I did by the sea. Amar lefanav ribono shel Olam, adayin yesh lehem lomar. Lemelech echad yechol lamod, l'31 melechim eino yechol lamod. They'll say, you could stand up to one king, to Pharaoh, fine. But 31 kings here in Israel, I guess that was too big for you. That's what they're going to say. Amar b'yochanan nine shechazak kadosh b'chu v'odal ol Moshe. Rabbi Yochanan, who is Rabbi Elazar's Rabbi, he concludes this part of the Medrash. He says, how do we know that Hashem admitted and gave in to Moshe? Shneimar v'yomer Hashem salachti kidvarecha. Hashem says, I've forgiven them as you said. Why does Hashem stick in as you've said? Hashem's stressing, I've given into what you claim. Tani d'ber Rabbi Yishmael, kidvarecha atidim umot ha'olam lomar. Kidvarecha, why does it say kidvarecha? Atidim umot ha'olam lomar. Ken, this is the nations of the world are still going to say, Asher talmid sherabo modelo. How praised is a student that his Rabbi admits he's right. V'ulam chai ani, Hashem continues and says, but I swear, what does it mean? V'ulam chai ani, amar rav amar v'yitzchak, v'lamed shamar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe, Moshe chitani b'dvarecha, teaches us that Hashem says, chai ani, you've given me life. I wanted you to make these claims. Now that you've made the claims and I can forgive them, so to speak, you've given me life. You've given me life in the eyes of the nations that they won't have such a claim. Until now, I would have wiped them out, and then who knows what they would have said. Through your claims, you've given me life in the eyes of the nation. The Rash Rabbi Samlai, Rabbi Samlai, Darshan Dolam, Yisadar Adam, Shivchosh LaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'chakach Yitpalel. A person should always arrange God's praise, and only then daven. Minal al Mimoshe, we derive this from Moshe, Dichtiv, Ve'etchanan el Hashem Be'etahi, Vechtiv Hashem Elokim Betachilot Alarot, Avdchat, Godlacha, V'tiyadcha Chazaka, Shermiel Bashmaim, Uvat, Shira, Masech, Masech, V'chigbur Techa. It says Moshe begged. And then it doesn't say what he begged. It says a whole long list of praises. Hashem, you're the master. You started showing me your greatness, your powerful hand. What potent being is there in heaven and earth that could do like you and your might? V'chtiv batrei. And only afterwards do we have Moshe's request. It says he requested, and then it says a whole list of praise, and then it says he asked, Ebrana v'ereta ha'otza tova. He said, let me cross and see that good land. So he was teaching us. How do you ask? You begin by saying praise, and then you ask. Siman ma'asim tzedakah korban kohen tanit minal barzel. Okay, we'll pick up here with that. Let's do another four lines. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar taught gdolah tzila itom ma'asim tovim. Prayer is even greater than good deeds. Shein lecha gdol ma'asim tovim yoter m'Moshe Rabbeinu. There's none greater in good deeds than Moshe Rabbeinu. Af al pi ken lo nana aleha b'tfilah. Even so, he only got his request through prayer. Shneimar al tosef deber elai v'samech leh aleh rosh ha'pisgah. God says, don't talk anymore. And then God says, go up to the mountaintop. What's Hashem saying? You asked me two things. You said you want to cross and you want to see the land. So I'll give you half of what you asked for. Don't keep davening. I'll give you half of what you asked for. So Hashem is saying, what moved me, so to speak? You're davening. You're a great person. You did great deeds. It's the davening that got you what you wanted.